Now we are ready to start.
OK, today I'm talking to motoring expert Dave Hilton about learning to drive. Dave, according to the statistics, most people have around 45 hours of professional tuition and 22 hours of private practice before passing their driving test. All that professional tuition must cost a lot. Why not get someone you know to teach you for free?
Well, although it may be tempting to keep costs to a minimum by getting a friend or relative to give you lessons, there can be several pitfalls to this approach. Learning with someone you know well can be difficult. They may be nervous or bossy, and many people find that it causes more arguments than they ever imagined. And a learner driver may also end up picking up some bad habits from a more experienced driver, making it harder for them to pass their test in the end.
So it's best to pay for lessons. But who gives them?
Well, only instructors who are properly qualified, registered and approved by the official body, the Driving Standards Agency, are allowed to charge money for lessons. Approved instructors will have passed advanced driving and theory tests, and their standards of tuition will be checked regularly by an examiner, so you will know you are in safe hands.
And what will these instructors do?
Like any new skill, driving takes time to master. But an approved instructor will be able to teach you calmly and patiently, helping you to learn at your own pace. They will have the most up-to-date information to hand and be able to guide you through the highway code in preparation for the theory part of the driving test.
Now, if you manage to pass your driving test, I gather that you can carry on having lessons if you want to.
Yes. Even once you have passed your test, your driving instructor may be able to offer additional help to increase your confidence. Pass Plus is a course to help new drivers build on the skills they have learned and take their driving to the next level. It consists of 6 practical modules, which cover things like driving on motorways, coping with bad weather conditions, and driving in cities. There is no test at the end of it, but taking the course could end up reducing the cost of your insurance, which has to be welcome news for any new driver.
Yes, definitely. So where can people get this information from?
You now have 15 seconds to complete the task and check your answers. That is the end of the task.